We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour, presented by Coors Light. Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, welcome back as we are live at Big City Wings. John McClain is in the building. He is on with us the entire 4 o'clock hour. Get on out here. We're out at Fall Creek in Humble. Make sure you make your way on out here as the Bullets and Bugs tour continues. Again, Clint Sterner's out here. He's signing. He'll sign autographs now for you. He'll sign Razorback helmets for you. It ain't nothing for you. That's what Clint –
I like to up guys behind the scenes like Matt and Figgy back here. Those guys and Tyler back in the studio who loves to give Ron such a hard time.
It's Chris today.
Those are the Chris today.
Great hair.
Those guys are the unsung heroes.
Yeah.
No question
Without them, these guys are nothing.
Zero doubt about that, John. No question, man. The glue that holds it together.
Yeah, they are.
I wouldn't say I'm not nothing, but yeah, they are very vital.
Well, that's the way to steal the moment,
good
Joe.
Good thing Tyler wasn't in here. He'd say something. You'll be nothing until you get that blue check. I'll say it for him.
Oh, unverified ass. Can you believe
all right,
that, John?
Okay, all right, guys, let's move on.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
All right. I know you guys. We got a Hall of Famer and an autograph signer here. Let's move on. No, John. As the season approaches, Davis Mills is obviously going to be a big talking point.
And, yes, he is.
And Chris Sims does this every year. He does his top 40 quarterbacks. And I want to first, before we let the audience and you know, if you don't already know, where he has Davis Mills slated.
I know.
I want you to hear, though, what he says about him.
Very complimentary.
Very, very gushing over him. This was Phil Sims' kid, Chris Sims, speaking about Davis Mills, and particularly when he returned back from being benched during the year.
Hey, he's a rookie, and he was on not a very good team that couldn't run the ball.
And then got to go to the bench and kind of think about it a little
reassess,
bit.
Reassess, right?
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Again, yeah, reassess, take a deep breath. Wait, why am I making this so hard? Damn, coach just said go 1-2-3. Why the f*** am I going 1-3-4 and doing all this shit? So, yeah, he came back a different player.
Stats say it.
The stats say it. The film says it. He came back more confident and sure of himself.
All right, that was
we've known all that. We watched it. He didn't tell us anything we don't know.
But very complimentary. But then he had him rated at 35.
Well, I'll tell you.
And I'm curious, is that fair to you, 35?
Well, first of all, I have to think about it. Last year, without a doubt, he was clearly the second-best rookie quarterback. Over the last four games, he was clearly the best rookie quarterback. Not second-best. He was better than Mac Jones. I wrote a column in the Chronicle comparing both of them over the last four games. And remember, Mac Jones had a great running game and a top five defense, and he didn't have either one of those. So I'm guessing, like right now, based on last year, just last year, there's no way you'd put any quarterback, including Trevor Lawrence, ahead of him. But because of the potential and where they were drafted, I'm guessing he's put Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, who didn't do squat.
They have not made the list yet.
They're going to be after 35?
31 through 40 is what he has unveiled at this point, and none of them
have. So he's basing a lot on potential, not what they did last year, because those rookies didn't do squat except two of them, Jones and Mills.
The only other rookie that was in it was
Kenny Pickett was 39.
He was a rookie, but from in his class, the kid from San Francisco, whose name is just
Trey Lance, who barely played.
Trey Lance was 31.
31st in
there. See, he's basing that purely on what Trey Lance should be able to do based on where he was drafted.
So you think 35 is low for Davis Mills?
I do. I would never put Trey Lance ahead of him unless I'm predicting for the future and not what they did last year. It was unfair to judge Mills early because he never was going to play. He was terrible. He shouldn't have played. He's only started 11 games in college. He was not ready. But then when Tyrod came back and didn't play worth a darn, they were putting back in, and he'd seen a different perspective from a different vantage point. And I'm pumped to see what he's going to do. Well, I kept telling people, they're not drafting a quarterback. They like Davis Mills. That's one reason Pep Hamilton turned down so many other jobs. He wanted to coach Mills. And Lovie Smith said, who am I to disagree with Pep and his draft record with young quarterbacks? And Lovie likes him too. So he's going to be if he's going to be the face of the franchise, we're going to find that out this season against a difficult schedule.
You know, the most beautiful thing about Davis Mills is ultimately how the organization has treated Davis Mills. I don't know who the hell Davis Mills is going to be. I don't know if he's going to be worth the flip or not.
Nobody knows.
But the fact that you've got an organization and you've got decision makers that understand he's going to get that shot.
He's got that shot.
The fact that you've got an organization that the decision makers within understand Tyrod Taylor's not the guy. He's not your future. We're going to give Davis Mills a good chunk of the starter reps, if you will, or reps with the ones in training camp. And then even when the wheels came off and he played bad. There's no way around it. He played bad in training camp. Had awful days. They never wavered. They kept giving him half the reps. And then he gets into a game. He doesn't play well for the most part. And they never waver. They end up putting him back in there and getting him quality snaps at the end of the season. And you see what can happen when you commit to a guy to that degree. They got a good last month of the season, John. And since then, they've even committed more to him as the starting quarterback, which, again, I'll say this. I mean, fake competitions are the worst thing in sports. If it's a real competition, I understand it breeds success. But to bring somebody in here to compete with Davis Mills that has no chance of being your future or that you really don't have any stock put into him would be absolutely silly. This organization is handling the quarterback situation the right way. If Davis Mills fails, it's not going to be because the organization didn't aggressively make moves and make adjustments to put him in the best position they could to succeed.
The two of his best games were against New England, a three-point loss that wasn't his fault. He had the best game against a Bill Belichick defense in the history of Belichick going against rookie quarterbacks. And then in the last game, Tennessee had to win to clinch home field advantage, and they beat him by 3 points, and he was great again. And then that Chargers game, he was great. So I don't know how anybody – we don't know if he's going to be any good, but I don't know how anybody could not be excited about the possibility now that they've improved the line, improved the running game, and improved the wide receivers.
Why do you think that quarterbacks in Houston had so much success against Belichick and the Patriots? Seems like the best games that we've seen quarterbacks in Houston and coordinators with Tim Kelly and Bill O'Brien, the best game plans they ever put together and some of the best performances we've seen have been against Bill Belichick, one of the top defenses in the league at the time and one of the best defensive minds to ever coach a game.
Yeah, like Hopkins throwing touchdown pass to Watson.
No, that too. And
Watson just played great. Remember Watson's first game against them?
Brock wasn't great against the
Patriots. Brady took him the distance and threw the winning touchdown pass to Brandon Cooks. If the defense had stopped him on that one drive, they would have pulled an upset up there. And Bill O'Brien made a terrible non-call to stop the clock, but so having Watson, of course, made a big difference. But Mills playing so well as a rookie against Belichick and Mike Vrabel, that is impressive.
Impressive. All right, we'll see. As you said, excited to see the possibility. Is that a Davis Mills jersey right there? Wow, that's the first one I've seen.
There it is.
That's the first one I've seen.
Come on.
It's a Davis Mills jersey out there worn. Someone went out and bought one. Good for you, sir. Good for you. We'll see how long you are having that. All right. John McClain, he continues to ride with us. John.
Just got to slip one in there, doesn't he?
I'm just saying, man. Come on, everybody in here knows the truth. All right, dear John, text in 713-572-4610. Any questions you have for the general, he loves answering them, sports-related or non-sports-related. Text in right now, 713-572-4610.
We'll I like relationship questions.
Yeah, he likes relationship questions. He really loves them, folks. Anybody got any good relationship questions? Hey, just walk up to him right now in the break and ask him.
Or do like his wife did 2 weeks ago when he was in the bathroom. She came up and said, John, what should I do about the show? And
now, let's slow down here, man. Don't put my business out here on the street now, John. Now, damn, I know you're going to the Texas Hall of Fame.
It's not like Lauren. It's not like Lauren didn't ask me either.
I ain't no telling what she asked
you. All right, John McClain.
Hey,
he stays
with us.
You've
got to go to the Houstonian.
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, man. John said something that was really surprising. I've listened to him all week. Said some really surprising that I want to get his thoughts on. We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.